the devotion. It was a good time together. Today we are going to look at Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. Can these bones live again? Some of these bones will come alive right now. All right. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. You can follow in your own Bibles if you'd like. Ezekiel 37, starting with verse 1. Ezekiel writes and he says, The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you alive again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I spoke the message. I spoke this message just as he told me. And suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. And then skin formed to cover their bodies. But they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so that they may live again.' So I spoke the message, just as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore, prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken." I don't know if that scripture brings an old song to mind. Usually when we read that, it brings an old song to mind. And we're going to play a little bit of that. Roll it there, Frankie.
Disconnect them bones, them dry bones. Disconnect them bones, them dry bones. Disconnect them bones, them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Well, your head bone connected from your neck bone connected from your shoulder bone connected from your back bone connected from your hip bone connected from your
thigh bone connects you from your knee bone, the knee bone connects you from your leg bone, the leg bone connects you from your ankle bone connects you from your heel bone connects you from your foot bone connects you from your toe bone. I hear the word of the Lord.
Oh, well, a dim bone,
dim bone, dim. Dry bones, a dim bone, dim bone, dim. Dry bones, a dim bone, dim bone, dim. Dry bones, I hear the word of the Lord.
That's a new up-and-coming band. Their new worship tape will be out on iTunes next week. Well, Ezekiel's writing about these dry bones. The nation of Israel, the holy city of Jerusalem, the sacred and magnificent temple, they all lie in ruins. And most of the people, including Ezekiel himself, have been captured, and they are in exile during this time. It's a tragic scene. But into that tragic scene, Ezekiel has this vision. And in this vision, he is led to a valley where there's nothing but dried out skeletons. And they cover the whole ground of this valley, all these dried out bones. And he finds himself standing in the middle of these dried out bones. And it's a scene of total despair and sadness and misery. Have you ever been in a valley of dry bones? Now you're probably thinking, of course not. But I bet you have. Maybe it was in the middle of a troubled marriage. Things had started out good. Suddenly, one day you wake up and you say, what happened to that relationship? We used to have such a great relationship. Now we hardly even talk. And you don't understand what happened because it was so good at one time, but no more. And you're frustrated and you're angry and you're sad and dry bones. Or maybe it's in the middle of broken dreams. You had plans and aspirations in your life, but they were never realized. At one time, things seemed so promising, but one by one, your dreams died, and you're losing hope. Dry bones. Maybe it's your job, or maybe it's your health. Or perhaps you're discovering that it's true what they say about aging, that it's not for sissies. As you spend more and more time either seeing doctors or waiting to see doctors. Maybe it's an aging parent that you're caring for, and you love them, and you want to take care of them, but it's just so stressful. And it's affecting you emotionally and physically. Dry bones. Maybe it's your relationship with your kids. Maybe your kids have become prodigals, living reckless lives. And it's caused you many tears and heartache and sleepless nights. And it's hard to understand because you brought them up in the church. They knew about Jesus, and now they're just so far away from Him. A recent poll says that in children raised in Christian homes, 43% will end up walking away from their faith during the high school and college years. And if it's not your children, maybe there's other people that you know that were seemed to have a good relationship with the Lord at one time, and now they're prodigals. Dry bones. Or maybe it's you. Maybe it's your own spiritual life. Maybe things aren't the way that they should be in your spiritual life. Oh, come to church, you pray. But maybe it's more and more like, I really don't feel like praying, and I really don't feel like coming to church, and it's easier to stay away from those things. Maybe you just don't feel as close to the Lord as you did at one time. Things kind of get routine after a while. It's just don't have that same joy, that same fervor for the Lord. Dry bones. Well, Ezekiel looks around at all these dry bones. He's standing in the midst of them, in the middle of them. And he understood that it represented the people of God. It represented the people of Israel, scattered and without hope. And he knew that only a miracle would bring them back together again and restore them and once again give them hope and purpose. Only a miracle could give them life again. And as he's looking around at these scattered dry bones all around across this valley, a voice comes to him, the voice of the Lord. And the voice asks him a question. It's in verse 3, the first part of verse 3. The Lord says, "Son of man," speaking to Ezekiel, "can these bones live again?" The Lord asks him a question. I don't know about you, but often when the Lord speaks to me, he starts out by asking me a question. I don't know if you have that same experience. I see it a lot in Scripture as well, but he always seems to ask me a question, and I don't like that. Because what he's doing is he's saying, "I want you to look at your heart. I want you to think about something." Maybe he's about to test my faith. I don't like questions too much from the Lord. When the Lord starts asking questions, I start getting a little shaky, you know. But he asks him a question. "Son of man, can these bones live again?" It's a great question. It's a great question because what he's saying is, "Son of man, is there any hope? Is there any hope? Is there any hope for that person? Is there any hope for that nation? Is there any hope for that relationship? Is there any hope for that family? Is there any hope for you? Is there any hope for your future? Is there any hope?" And I love Ezekiel's reply. Because here's what he says. "O sovereign Lord, you alone know the answer to that." Why are you asking me, Lord? I don't know. Only you know. Don't ask me, God, because only you know. And it's true, right? Only God knows, and only God ultimately has the answer to our problems. So Ezekiel says, "I don't know what's going to happen with these bones. I know that they represent the dry, dead hearts and desperation of people who need to be revived. I want them to be revived. I hope they can be revived. But I don't know the answer to that. So Lord, you better do something." And then look what the Lord says next. "Speak a prophetic word. Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord." In other words, he's saying, Ezekiel's saying, "I don't know, Lord, you better do something." And the Lord says, No. You. I'm going to use you. I want you to speak to these dry bones. I'm going to use you. And I want you to speak the word of the Lord to them. I love that. You see, it's God who works, but he wants to work through us. It's God who speaks, but he wants to speak through us. But what does this assume of Ezekiel, of us? It assumes that we're hearing from the Lord. It assumes that we're waiting upon the Lord. It assumes that we spend time in the presence of the Lord. It assumes that we hear His Word and we know His Word and we put His Word into practice in our own lives. Ezekiel couldn't speak to those people, to those bones, if the Lord didn't first speak to him. And the Lord wasn't going to speak to him if he wasn't ready to, if he wasn't spending time with the Lord. I think of the story of the prodigal son. And I believe that churches are filled with people who are like that prodigal son. People who wander from the love of God every time things happen that doesn't meet their expectation. But the church is also filled, like the other son in that story, the older son, angry, bitter, grumpy. And you know what? I think I can relate to both of those sons. But what people are desperately looking for is what we see from the Father in that parable. Faith and hope without giving up, love. People need to see followers of Jesus who are able to forgive freely and are present with God. They know that these are people that have been present with God. You know, a lot of times we're not present with people. And the reason why we're not present with people is because we're not present with God. If you're more present with God, you're going to be more present with people. And followers of Jesus, people need to see followers of Jesus who are like that. And they need to see people who love without conditions. Something that the world knows nothing about. But becoming this kind of a person doesn't come naturally. First, you need to be in the presence of God. Hear from the Lord. Just like Ezekiel, we must wait upon the Lord and we must hear the word of the Lord in order that we might take it in and live it ourselves and then share that message with others. Here's what Henry Nouwen writes about that. This is a great quote. Here's what he says. I have to kneel before the Father, put my ear against His chest, and listen, without interruption, to the heartbeat of God. Then and only then can I say carefully and very gently what I hear. I know now that I have to speak from eternity into time, from the lasting joy into the passing realities of our short existence in this world, from the house of love into the houses of fear, from God's abode into the dwellings of human beings. God wants to use us. Isn't that amazing? God wants to use us. And you say, how can He use me? Who am I? But we seem to forget who Jesus picked to be the leaders, His apostles. They were neither spiritually nor emotionally mature men. And just like us, they had a lot to learn. But they had one great quality. And that quality that they all had was a willingness. And that's all that God asks of you. So we need to be mature in our faith, maturing in our faith, and speak to dry bones. Well, what are we to speak? What was Ezekiel to speak? He says, I want you to speak the word of the Lord. Why the word of the Lord? The word of the Lord is powerful. The Lord, by merely His word, spoke life into being. Let there be light. And there was light. The word of the Lord is a life-giving word. And so He says, I want you to speak the word of the Lord to these dry bones. And Ezekiel's like, okay, Lord, what exactly is it that you want me to speak? What is the word from you that you want me to speak? And so he says this to him. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscle on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. That's verses 5 and 6. Sorry, I should have told you that first. So Ezekiel speaks to dry bones. Imagine that. Just as he's commanded, he speaks this word that the Lord's given him, this message from the Lord. And as he's speaking this message from the Lord to these dry bones, he starts to hear a noise. He starts to hear a rattling. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Something's brewing. Something's coming together. And bones start to come together. And the toe bone's connected to the foot bone. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. And then muscles and flesh start to form on these bones. It's a miracle. But something was still missing. The bones came together. Muscle and skin came onto those bones, but something was still missing. It's in verse 8, the end of verse 8. But they still had no breath in them. And where it's kind of a play on words, because that word breath can also be translated spirit. And so here were these beings, but there was no spirit in them. No real life in them. And then the voice of the Lord said, this is verses 9 and 10, speak a prophetic message to the winds. Speak that message and say, Sovereign Lord says, come, O breath from the four corners, breathe into these dead bodies so that they may live again. And so I spoke the message as I was commanded, and breath, spirit, life of God came into those bodies. And they all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Can you see it in your imagination? Not just this story in Ezekiel, but can you see people coming together again, coming to life again? Whether it's you or someone that you love, can you see it? Can you imagine it? Can you believe it? God is raising a great army. He wants to bring back and fill with His Spirit and raise a great army. The picture that should be exciting, the picture that we see. And then it closes with this, verses 11 to 14. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. But you prophesy to them and you say this. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord, and that I have spoken, and that I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken. That should make you want to dance and shout. That which was dead will be brought back to glorious life, not only at the resurrection of the dead, but now. That which had no hope, had no promise, are going to be restored to vitality and to purpose. Yes, the Lord has spoken. So let me just say two last things. First, God is a God of new life. You think your life is hopeless. You think your marriage is hopeless. You think your future is hopeless. Do you look at dry bones of your life, of your marriage, of your future, and despair that anything good could ever happen again? Well, hear the word of the Lord. Them dry bones, they're going to rise again. Our God is a God of new life. And the second thing is this. God is still doing miracles in people's lives today. There would be reason to despair if we were only talking about ancient history. But we're not. Christ still is touching people's lives today. God can change and revive lives of those who will trust Him and put their self, their lives completely into His hands. Not just a few things coming together, but receiving His Spirit. Ezekiel heard the voice of the Lord asking him, "Can these dry bones, can they live again?" And Ezekiel answered, "Sovereign Lord, only You know the answer to that." And maybe you're asking that same question today about your life or about someone you love. Well, hear the word of the Lord. Them bones going to rise again. I want to show you or have you listen to another song. Not as old as the first song. And the words will be up on the screen. So just kind of look at the words, meditate on the words, and then I'll close in prayer. Frankie?
Victory. We know there is more to come.
Please stand with me so I can close in prayer. Breathe, O breath of God. Lord, we thank you for allowing us in your presence today. And we thank you, Lord, for meeting with us today. We pray that you would continue to speak to us, giving us hope, drawing us closer to have more and more of you. I pray, Lord, your blessing to be poured out upon all those who are present, families that they represent. Breathe on them, Lord, with your blessing, with your spirit, and give them grace and hope. I pray, Lord, that you give us a good week. May we spend time with you and hear from you and just live for you all week long, Lord. That's truly our worship. And so we pray that you would help us. We pray, Lord, that you would bless our fellowship downstairs together. Bless our conversation. Give all a good week, Lord. Bring us back together next week to worship you again. We love you, Lord. And Jesus, we pray these things in your name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.